The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you. Amen. We turn our thoughts to those closing verses from the words of our Savior in the upper room, John chapter 13, verses 34 and 35. A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another. As I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this all will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. This word of God was spoken for you. In the fellowship of his body and blood, as we endeavor to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace, dear fellow brothers and sisters in Christ, how close are you willing to get? A wave goodbye, a handshake, a hug, a foot washing? How close are you willing to get? It's estimated in the United States the average conversation boundaries are about 4 feet. Of course, in Europe, it's only 2 feet. It can be a bit of a culture shock to go to another country and get used to having a conversation where people like to stand close. Or perhaps having somebody give you a hug that you hardly even know, or a kiss on the cheek. To further the shock, many other cultures also don't have the same hygiene rituals that we do. Water resources might be scarce. The smelling products that we use so often might not be found. And you might find that people don't practice those same rituals like showering every day that we do. So what happens when somebody comes close to you, and maybe they don't smell so good, or you're just not used to people being so close? What happens when somebody comes to your house, having spent months without a toothbrush, weeks without a bath, and days walking about on dirt paths with sandals on their feet? How close are you willing to let them get? When you find someone doesn't smell exactly the way you think they should smell, or look the way you expect them to look, or act the way you expect them to act, when they come into your personal space, what are you going to do? In America, we like to keep people at a distance, a mind your own business mindset. After demanding people are clean, well-groomed, well-clothed, potently perfumey, after all the hygiene rituals, then we say, you need to stay away. You can only come so close. We define our personal space and have boundaries for who gets in and who gets out. A sense of how close we are going to let people get. Physically, hygienically, and yes, even personally. However, when it comes to the fellowship we share here in Jesus Christ, what are the boundaries? And who gets to decide who's in and who's out? This Maundy Thursday, we gather in a personal space where we share the body and blood of our Lord. We are given a mandatum, a mandate from our Lord, a new commandment I give to you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you love one another. By this all will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another. As one body who partakes of one bread, we are called into this personal space. A new personal space. Boundaries established not by us, but by him who loved us to the end. We are disciples who are entering the personal space of Christ together. What do you imagine Jesus' boundaries to be? A wave goodbye, a handshake, a hug? How close will Jesus get to people? We can hear the water splashing in the silence. as he pours it from the pitcher into the bowl. The day was growing late and Jesus knew that his hour had come. He takes off his outer garments to the shock of his disciples. And like a Gentile slave, he kneels down. And one by one, on his hands and his knees, he takes their dirty, smelly, dusty, coated feet into his holy hands. And he says to them, "Afterward you will understand." But Peter doesn't understand. This is too close. Jesus has gotten too close to him, a sinner. That Jesus should bow his face to Peter's feet seems not right. And he says, "Lord, never." But he doesn't understand. He doesn't understand that this is how close Jesus needs to get to us. He needs to get face to foot with his disciples, to bring them into his own personal space in a personal way. He says, "If I do not wash you, you have no fellowship with me." In a way that revealed much more than dirty feet, Jesus comes into the disciples' personal space, into their thoughts, into their hearts, into their sins and guilt. He kneels down face to feet with sinners. And so he removes all boundaries, to the point where, when he was most vulnerable, knowing that God had given all things into his hand, he lets down all barriers to come face to foot with sin. To remove all boundaries. No longer would the holy, sinless Son of God be separate from sinners, but he would lay himself bare. They would take off his outer garments to whip him and to lift him up on a cross for all to see, where his body and blood would be exposed for us to see. As he already said to his disciples, "When I'm lifted up, I will draw all people to myself," meaning he will draw us into this personal space where he would institute a new covenant, new fellowship, one which draws us to the cross, to his body and blood, which draws us to the love, and where he gives us a new commandment to break down barriers, the boundaries of personal space, so that in this congregation there would be complete unity. "A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another. As I have loved you, so also you are to love one another." We do have a sense of personal space, don't we? Each of us has those defined boundaries, who's in and who's out. But how close are we willing to let Jesus get? When God's word starts pecking and prying, sharper than a double-edged sword, what will it find? What will we let God find in us as he reveals the dirty tracks, the unclean thoughts and acts, the times we've exalted ourselves? Will Jesus be allowed in? This is what the Lord's Supper is all about. "Let a man examine himself, and so eat of the bread and drink of the cup." To examine yourselves means to be face to foot, letting Jesus into your personal space, where he is on his knees. To let Christ remove those boundaries of the law that would keep God away until he finally comes within the boundless loves of the gospel, to serve us rather than us serving him. And so he visits us in word and sacrament. The waters of baptism splash in silence as we make no excuses, but we drowned our old sinful man in that water. And we approach the holy table with no boundaries. We enter the personal space of God, where the love of Christ is what brings us the forgiveness of sins, placed into our hands, poured into our mouth. We are gathered into the communion that cleanses us from all sin. There's no closer bond to have with God. And what will you see when you look around in this personal space. Look around for a moment and see. Who is around you? Sure, we might not have the whole congregation here. In fact, it's tough to get people to drive quite a distance on an evening like this. But in communion, we have the Holy Christian Church with us. The communion of saints. Things we cannot see, but we know to whom we're bound. In this individualized, mind your own business, 4-foot conversation culture, we're used to our personal space. But should it be so in this culture, in this fellowship, a wave goodbye, a handshake, and no more? When is the last time you've hugged a fellow Christian? There used to be a time when Christians would show their unity by a kiss on the cheek. I know it might seem strange to us, but they did this. It was the kiss of peace. A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another. By this all will know that you are my disciples if you have love for one another. Some time ago, I visited the nursing home. And during one of our worship services, there was a lady sitting in a recliner nearby, sleeping. No socks on her feet. About halfway through the service, she woke up and she started repeating over and over again, "Can somebody please put my socks on my footies?" I tried to ignore her, go on with the service, because it can be more distracting to go get a nurse. But she would say it again, "Can somebody please put my socks on my footies?" It made me think for a second of Jesus bowing down face to foot with his disciples. And although I don't normally like helping the residents to a certain degree, especially when it comes to feet, I thought about that, Jesus face to foot. And I wondered, would I be willing to do this? Would you be willing to get that close to a fellow Christian? Face to foot. If your brother is standing on your doorstep, having spent months without a toothbrush, weeks without a bath, days walking about in sandals on dirty roads, how close will you let him get? And what we mean is, when somebody comes for help, for forgiveness, when somebody doesn't smell the way you expect a Christian to smell, or look the way you expect a Christian to look, or act the way you expect a Christian to act, what will you do? Are you willing to put their socks on? Or what about when you need help? When you need support? Are you willing to let other people get that close to you? To trust that they will put your socks on safely? That they will love you to the end. For we, though many, are one bread and one body, for we all partake of that one bread. The Lord's Supper is about growing closer and closer, closer to Christ and closer to each other. There's no closer bond because we've entered the personal space of Christ's body and blood. And that means there's going to be things that no perfume can cover up in our lives. This means in close relationships, as we know, there will be things that we experience, said and done. Things we wouldn't expect a Christian to say or do. Things that hurt. But we know there will always be a way of healing. As I have loved you, so you love one another. It's time to overcome the culture shock. The culture shock of Christ. To get a little closer. To let others get a little closer. Into conversations, into our homes, into our lives. It's time to let our first Christians into your personal space and be willing to ask them, "Can you put socks on my footies?" For these are the crises that give opportunity for us to show to all the world that we are Christ's disciples and that we love each other. It's a time to welcome the wanderer and come together into the personal space of Christ. And blessed are you if you do this. Amen.